In the news this morning, efforts aimed at addressing the spate of sexual violence in academic institutions was the crux of the conversations by advocates who converged in Uyo to deliver deliberations and solutions to the menace. The conversation is championed by non-governmental organization Project Alert in collaboration with the African Women Development Fund, AWDF. Project Alert, which specializes in intervention for women who suffer abuse and sexual violence, is remarkable and embarking on an advocacy project against sexual violence at institutions in Akwa Ibom State. To ascertain the enormity of the problem, the organization kickstarted the process of investigation with a research methodology workshop attended by stakeholders in a sexual and gender-based violence space. Moderator of the research methodology session at the workshop, Doctor of Philosophy with the University of Uyo, Aniefiok Okomi, spoke on the usefulness of research in tackling the menace.
The major point here is that the organization does not need to rely on hearsay, needs to dig deep and come up with concrete information, facts that could be used to help in this advocacy. Now, once you're able to get information that are reliable, you will be able to take on this fight successfully, because we would have been able to note those factors you need to take account of in terms of factors that are enhancing or predisposing individuals. That will help you in planning, in coming up with policies.
Speaking with our correspondent, Ayomide Femi Fever, the Chief Executive Officer of Project Alert, Dr. Josephine Efachukuma, said the target of the advocacy project is achieving zero tolerance to sexual violence. Mrs. Chukuma stated that priority must be given to the effect sexual violence has on women who are it.
I tell people that, you know, one thing we should try not to do as much as possible is to take everything, consider everything, every so-called development as perfect. So it's very important that as we are talking about various forms of sexual and gender-based violence, especially sexual violence, we need to bear in mind the impact of it, the fallout of it, which can be physical, which can be psychological, which can be emotional, financial, otherwise.
Our correspondent reports that Project Alert is devoted to its areas of intervention, which also covers human rights education and provision of support services for women who have experienced sexual violence and other forms of abuse. You're listening to The World News at 7 on Inspiration 105.9 FM. Stick around for more stories.